Let's pick up Nancy in Florida, and she's got a 24-year-old son that's already got some ringing in the ears. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I am, Dr. Marshall.
That's pretty young to have that. Is he a big concert goer?
No, not at all. No other issues with him other than this. It's been happening for probably about 2 years.
Well, let me ask you, as a child, did he have a lot of ear infections?
No, not at all.
No ear infections.
Extremely healthy as a child. The only thing that did happen when he was younger is when he was about six, he did have an injury to one eye where he ran head-on into a doorknob.
Okay.
That did do some damage to the back of that eye, and then another injury to the forehead when he was about 10, roller skating accident.
Well, those are not typically the ones that go to the ears, so I guess we've got to look at basic nutrition. And so the first thing we think of, usually when we think of ringing in the ears, we think of older people who have calcified the inner ear simply because their pH was acid for years and years and years, and as a result, the body had to decompose bone to buffer the blood for a long period of time. Typically, 24-year-olds don't face this, but you can certainly get a roll of pH paper and check his first morning urine pH. And what you're looking for as an ideal pH is something between 6.4 and 7.0. And if he is like 5 or 5.5, welcome to America. But if he's blue, in other words, he's an 8, or he's a greater than a 7, now we know that he is very mineral deficient and the body is making ammonia as an emergency buffer. So when you begin giving him minerals, what happens is it goes way acid and then slowly works its way back up to the green zone, the ideal zone. And how are we going to move that pH? We're going to use something called pH Trio, and you'll get it with the aloe drink and not the aloe powder, and you'll have him just up the coral till he gets a pH 6.4 to 7.0. Now, if that's difficult, then you know there may be some problem in the intestine or in the mouth, and you may need to get him to a QRA practitioner. And if you do that, of course, then they're going to be able to therapy localized to the ear, see which ear is the worst, and see what's going on. They'll be able to test to see what's going on. For instance, if there is an issue with bone metabolism, which is the most common, then they'll be able to help you with that. That's step one. What else could go on in the ear? There could be a nerve issue. There may be an issue with a dead or a problem tooth in the mouth that's reflexing there as well. So you'll be able to find all those things out. So give a buzz to the order line and find a QRA person. You can certainly try the minerals first, see what happens if you like, okay?